This is a best of edition of Trivia Friday, which means you'll love the show, but no phone calls today.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Oh, okay. That's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
A Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo Bean.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and thanks for listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Going to be here for the next hour and 24 and a half minutes, providing some education. You people all across Fruity Plain, I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
JJ, traveling man Jasper over there.
Good to be here. Hey, I've got a broken barometer for sale. No pressure, but I just want to let people know that that's available.
A broken barometer?
Barometer for sale. No pressure.
No pressure.
That
was the punchline.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I knew I was going to have to spell that one out for you.
Hey, guys.
I'm probably not alone.
Traveling, man. I was in Windsor, North Carolina last week. Which shirt do you want? Which color? Boyd sent this.
I'll let Ed pick.
You mean they
sent us a free T-shirt?
Yeah, Boyd from Boyd Copeland. He has an excavating company. In fact, he was going to let me run a dozer while I was there.
And you probably have run those before.
No, I actually haven't, and
wow.
I would like to do that. And so we had that conversation, and he said, hey, you run by, I'm going to put you on a dozer and let you check that off the bucket list. Everybody in North Carolina was awesome, and I met dozens and dozens of people who love Trivia Friday. So good morning to the new friends that I met in Windsor, North Carolina.
Where is Windsor now?
It's probably an hour from the coast. It's eastern North Carolina, and it's farmland. It's a small community, and they had just cotton, and the trees were, you know, so colorful. Everybody just real down home and grassroots.
Yeah. Awesome.
I absolutely loved being there. Lots and lots of AFR listeners.
It's a cool color, too.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
Bright
Everybody
orange.
I met was wonderful. I could spend the rest of the morning just saying hi to my new friends.
All right, Trivia Friday. It is also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on air, in session, however you want to phrase it. Class has started. And Ed, tell our listeners, lay some ground rules here.
All right.
Rules for the class.
So this is
class.
Today, anybody can call in, except if you've been on the air with us in the last 2 months. We do ask you to wait 1 week to call in, and the number to call in if you want to get on the program with us today here for Trivia Friday is...
This is a best of edition of Trivia Friday, which means you'll love the show, but no phone calls today.
We do have an additional rule. Callers must be 11 years old and older. Now, there is one special thing that we have going. JJ, what's up in terms of a certain question that everyone wants to know about?
Yeah, the special thing we have, it's like voting. You don't have to show your driver's license. You don't have to be a U.S. citizen. You don't have to be from this planet. You just mail in your vote, and instead of having election day, we have election week or month if you're in Arizona and Nevada, other places. Oh, you're talking about the show. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get off this.
Yeah, the other thing.
Let me get off this soapbox. We have a mystery question. One of these original 9 questions, going to be a mystery question. If you answer it correctly, you're going to hear this sound.
Yes, the beloved cowbell shall ring unto all.
That means
unto all the land.
Sounds like, what was that, Tiny Tim from the ukulele, but from the Christmas thing.
Oh, yes.
God bless you,
everyone.
Ring the cowbell, one and all. Stainless steel tumbler is what is up for grabs. Tim is holding this if you're watching.
He's holding it aloft.
Yes, he looks like the male version of the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, I wish you could see this.
Hey, not only can you listen to Trivia Friday, you can watch. And if you're watching, Tim is holding this. It really is a nice
travel mug.
Stainless steel.
Yes, it is.
That's right. It's not made out of cardboard or
It's made of the same material as the plate I have in my head.
That explains a lot.
Especially when I'm around the microwave.
YouTube is the bandest people, so you can't find us there right now. So I don't know. I don't want to get into that too much. I just want to say you can watch us on Facebook Live. Just type in Today's Issues. Or you can go to our streaming service, streaming.afa.net. Streaming, not screaming, streaming.afa.net. Go there. It's our own streaming service that we own and operate. So we're not going to ban ourselves
for saying
things.
At least not for now. For right now.
Right now. AFR Tumblr is available if you answer the mystery question correctly.
There you go.
All right. I think that's all the preliminaries that need to be had.
All right, so I'm going to get my question.
Well, if somebody will make a motion and second it, we can get started.
I second that emotion.
Second that emotion. That locomotion. I feel that locomotion now.
Go forward, Ed.
All right, I do want to give a shout-out to my friend Lincoln, 9-year-old, lives in the neighborhood.
But he can't call.
He can't call. He's too young. But he came by with his mom to check us out and to take the tour here on Wednesday. Yes. His mom cuts my hair. So that is the reason why Lincoln gets a special shout-out. So, Lincoln, I know you love this program.
Yes.
So shout-out to you. All right.
You got it cut Wednesday? You didn't get it cut Wednesday, right?
No, my haircut is next Thursday.
Coming up. Okay.
Yep, coming up.
Okay.
All right. Here are my three questions. Today is Veterans Day. All right. And our thanks to all who have served our country. And we are in appreciation of the sacrifices you've made to keep us safe. So today is Veterans Day. What was it originally called?
Oh, good.
And why? What was it originally called and why?
Good question.
Second question. What is the main character's, the protagonist's name in the dystopian novel 1984? What's the main character's name in that famous book about a dystopian future? And third question, a true false, in honor of my friend J.J. Jasper, the Sahara Desert in northern Africa is roughly the same size as the United States of America.
What?
Is that true or is that false? Those are my three questions.
Here's what I've got. Start out with a gross question. But this is a measurement question, you know, how you have dozen or bushel. Here's the question. How many items are there in a gross? How many items are there in a gross?
So it's a gross question.
Yeah, it literally is.
You mean a gross is the number of items in a,
gross is a
measurement.
Measurement like you would have bushel or pint or or a dozen.
So if you got a gross of something, how many is it?
That's right. How many is it? Second question, Bible question. The Bible mentions Timothy's mother and grandmother. Name them.
Good question.
The Bible mentions Timothy's mother and grandmother. Name them. Third question, true or false? No fish can blink. Fish cannot blink. Is that true or false? Those of you that have aquariums, now you think about it. Is there a single fish? I'm talking about any. No fish can blink. True or false?
It's just begging for a wisecrack.
Think about those of you that are watching those bubbles. I mean, including Nemo. We can call them out by name if
absolutely.
You want to.
All right. My turn?
Your turn.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I researched these questions, worked hard at it, so appreciate that. All right, number one. What is the retailer with the most number of stores in the U.S.?
So there's a retailer out there.
Yeah, there's a retailer out there.
Here's the deal. Especially you ladies listening while y'all are thinking about shopping and retail stores, going shopping with your husband is like going hunting with a game warden.
Going shopping with your husband
is like going hunting with the game warden.
Game warden.
Yeah, you don't want to do either one of those. It's just you're going to get limited.
I think most couples figure this out in the first 3 or 4 years of marriage, don't you think?
First 3 or 4 months of marriage.
Now, you're right, but the husband goes on anyway because they're newlyweds.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then they sort of come to a peace agreement.
Right.
That, yeah, let's not pretend anymore that you... My wife, she doesn't like to shop either, so I'm in good shape on that deal.
Yeah.
Now, she'll go... She likes to go... She'll go buy stuff and go compare stuff, but she doesn't go out... You know, like somebody goes fishing. Hey, let's right. go shopping for 3 hours. What
my,
about
my
it?
Wife used
we'll
to
just hop around the stores. How
my
about
wife
that?
Used to do it. Now she yeah. goes, I can't stand it.
No, and I know. Yeah, it grows tired.
I think we all three hit the wife lottery. Yes. My wife does not like to spend sure. money. She hates to shop. And she can put a ball cap on, put her hair in a ponytail, and go and just be ready to get after it.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, here's my second question. We may have had this down through the years on Trivia Friday, but if we have.
It's just review. It's good to review.
Yes, it's time to learn anew. Mozzarella cheese, which most all of us love.
Yes, huh? sir.
Mozzarella cheese is, in the U.S. today, is made mostly of cow's milk, okay? But that's not where it originated. It's still in many places in the world. Mozzarella cheese is made from what kind of milk?
Can we get Ed to say mozzarella just so we can have the original?
Mozzarella.
Hey, that's the mozzarella.
That's what we're talking
in
about.
In our family, we get it from the hummingbird.
Just kidding.
Hummingbird milk?
It does.
Wow.
Well, first you got to catch them.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this. Is the question understood?
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know the answer to.
Yes.
Okay, and also, pretty easy question, but I'll ask it anyway. What are the 5 senses of humans? What are the 5 senses of humans? All right.
Since this last election, you can just go ahead and leave off common sense. Ain't nobody want to hear that. You know what? You know it's done been dead and buried.
Go where?
All right, let's go. We're going to go to Louisiana. And I got to say, I love this guy's store. Let's go to Sam. I love Sam's Club. Sam, welcome to Trivia Friday. Maybe I offended Sam. Sam,
no,
you there?
No, let's try again.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey,
okay.
Sam.
Hey, I'm here.
All right.
Hey.
Wait, welcome. Welcome. You've never heard the Sam's Club joke, have you?
Oh, hey, with a first name of Wallace, I heard Wally World, too.
There you go.
Wally World.
I really should get a discount. I really should
yeah.
get a discount.
Yes, you should.
Oh, Samuel, come on.
Hey, he sounds just like Chris Woodward.
He sure
voice,
does.
Voice
yeah.
wise. Hey, Sam, welcome to the program. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I think I'll do both.
All right. Okay. Which question you want to answer, Sam?
I'm going to start with the Veterans Day one.
Okay. Today is Veterans Day. What was it originally called and why, Sam?
Armistice Day, if I remember right.
That is correct. Why was it called Armistice Day?
Way to start us out, Sam.
Well, that was the day that World War One was officially ended at 11:30 a.m., if I remember right, when the treaty was signed.
That's absolutely
wow,
right.
That's where to go.
Perfect
Veterans
answer,
Day
Sam.
Trivia.
Restores my faith in people knowing history.
Yes.
Sam, yeah. Are you military?
No, I'm not. I'm just a 21-year-old sheet metal worker.
Well, you
21
some,
years old.
Yeah, you guys, that's real good to hear that you're informed and know history. Thank you for that. Thanks for starting us out right, answering the question correctly. What's your question for us?
All right, let's see. Well, I should have thought about this before saying yes. What is David's grandfather's name?
What's the question, Sam?
David's grandfather's name.
Oh. In the Bible.
So his dad's name was Jesse. It was his grandfather. We're talking among ourselves. Was it Obed?
That sounds right. Obed?
Grandpa
Jesse.
Obed?
I think that's right. Obed. And then his dad was, at one point, it was Boaz, who a lot of people, you think he was a nice guy? Boaz, before he got married, he was ruthless. That's the honest truth. He was guys. It's
entirely.
True. No, he's ruthless. Look, yeah.
All right, we're gonna go with JJ. Obed. We're gonna go with JJ and Obed, Sam.
Well, that's correct.
Okay. All
there
right,
you go, JJ.
Good.
JJ's a
came
Bible
through with
sniper.
Our Old Testament answer.
That's hey, right. Sam, have a great weekend, and don't forget to change your clock. No, we already did that. Never mind.
Yeah, just I did that.
Get your.
Let's keep yawning.
You got your Christmas tree up?
No, not quite yet. But it will be soon.
All right, I'm seeing them pop up.
Yeah.
Now, so.
All right, thanks, Sam.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on AFR. Tim, Ed, and JJ. Who's up next, Ed?
We go to Kentucky.
Do we?
Steve, absolutely. Steve is on the line. Steve, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Hey, Steve, where do you live in the Bluegrass State?
Little town in the western end of the state called Hickory.
Hickory.
Is that how far is that from Owensboro, JJ?
You know, Hickory doesn't ring a bell. He may be a little farther over by Paducah. Where is that, Steve?
Well, I'm between Paducah and Mayfield.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know where you are. Steve, you and I need to team up. You know how Tim Wildman takes people to the Holy Land and people go on the spiritual heritage? I'm thinking you and I could get a flatbed truck and take people to eastern Kentucky. If people don't mind wearing overalls with no shirt on, felt hat, out some corn cob pipes.
This is where western Kentucky people mock eastern people. There's always somebody more rednecker than you, isn't there?
Which is look, to me, proof of the fall. Human nature. Someone's going to make fun of somebody.
Right, yeah.
Steve knows.
Hey, we got proof of the fall down here.
And he ain't talking weather.
That's right. Hey, Steve, ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
All right, which one you feel confident about?
I'll just do the lazy one. I'm talking about the word gross.
Oh, here you go. I don't think a lot of people know that. How many items are in a gross?
It's 144.
That's right.
I didn't know the answer to that.
Now, our grandparents knew pints, quarts, gallons, bushels, but I didn't know gross till I looked it up.
Now, where would that have originated? What kind of – is that 12 times 12?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
12 dozen.
Okay, so 12 dozen is a gross.
I remember my multiplication tables, right? That's where that would have come from.
Right, and you take all of our grandparents, the great-grandparents went to the farmer's market – they knew a dozen, a baker's dozen. They knew all of that, and they could quickly do the math in their head. Yeah.
Yeah,
That question right there was gross.
How did you know, Steve, the answer?
For some reason, I was real good at math when I was a kid and stuff. You just remember all your life for whatever reason.
So. There you go. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, your question for us is what?
Well, first I want to give a shout-out to my beautiful wife, Melinda. She's listening to your program in another room in the house, and she hasn't got any idea I'm calling you.
Wonderful. Hey, Melinda. Thank you for listening to AFR. You got a good man there. Hang on to Steve. All right, Steve, what's your question for us?
Okay. A few months ago, y'all had a trivia question about the original movie Top Gun. Mm-hmm. And you asked what was the song that Goose and Maverick sang together. And I knew what it was, but it was not that song you had. You said you lost your loving feeling. There's another song.
That's a Jerry Lee Lewis song, Great Balls of Fire.
Is that the answer?
You got it quickly.
Huh?
You got it quickly.
Yeah, Tim did. He's our music guy.
All right. So, okay. What was the question? I do remember the Great Balls of Fire.
That was my question that he's talking about, that one that they sang around the piano. But now you say they also sang Great Balls of Fire?
Yes, that was. Yes, they did sing that together.
Okay.
In the first, your
they did.
Was what was the song that they sang, but y'all did the You Lost Your Loving Feeling is the answer.
Okay.
But they sang that one also. So there were two songs that they sang together.
Good.
Okay.
Jerry Lee Lewis just passed away last week, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Yeah, but they were at the piano in the original Top Gun movie. Tom Cruise and the other actor, whose name escapes me, sing. That was their song they sang.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was Great Balls of Fire.
Hey. I know you went with what you said was the easy one. Steve, I'm going to put you on the spot. So Jerry Lee Lewis had two famous cousins. They're all three musical. Name his famous cousins.
Oh, man.
I'll save that maybe for next week. That'd be a good trivia question.
That would be a good trivia question.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Yeah, have a great weekend.
That's Steve from Western Kentucky.
Which is different than Eastern Kentucky.
They're, apparently, they're at odds.
Western Kentucky, where the uppity Kentuckians live. The trailer trash is over there in the part of the
word. Oh, man. There's not enough level ground to put a trailer in Eastern Kentucky. It's just mountains and valleys and cliffs.
That was merely a joke. Merely a joke. Please don't email, call, write.
Certainly don't stop by.
Yeah, just forget
if
I ever
it's
said.
It's an anger.
Yeah, if you fall in that category.
All right, let's go to Ohio. And
let's move on.
Let's move on.
Quit digging that hole.
And Jeff is on the line. Jeff, welcome to Trivia Friday, brother.
Thanks. Morning to you guys.
Good morning.
Where do you live in Ohio, Jeff? I mean, besides, don't give us your street or anything. What town you hail from?
Well, I'm stuck in the middle of Ohio in Columbus, but don't hold that against me. I'm from West Virginia originally.
Okay.
West Virginia? What part of West Virginia? Like Morgantown or?
Well, I grew up in Charleston. Well, I never did grow up. I was raised in Charleston, born in Huntington, and then moved to Columbus in 78. I've been there ever since.
Yeah, that's almost heaven where you lived.
Huntington. Huntington's
where. It really is. I mean, if you're retired, it's a great place to live, but if you want to make a living, you probably ought to come to Columbus.
Okay. Huntington is where Marshall is, right? Marshall University?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to Marshall. I was there. The infamous plane crash. I was there during that time.
Oh, wow.
The movie We Are Marshall. Movie.
Yeah.
All right. Ask, answer, or both, Jeff?
Both.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
The name of the character in the book 1984.
All right. Jeff, what is the protagonist's name, the main character's name, in the dystopian novel 1984?
His name was Winston.
You know the last name?
Smith.
Yes.
Oh!
Way to go. Look at there.
That is the mystery question, Jeff. You have won yourself a stainless steel totalitarianism-free coffee mug from American Family Radio.
Yeah, and it's coming your way.
My moonshine in there, too.
That's what you call too much information there, Jeff.
Here's the deal, Jeff. I almost got dystopia once. I stepped on a rusty nail, and if it hadn't been for getting that tetanus shot, there ain't no telling what could have happened. Man don't need to be eat up with no dystopia.
Hey, yeah. Jeff.
I've got dystopia now. Can't you tell by listening to me?
Hey, I lost that dystopian feeling.
Great balls of fire. I lost that dystopian feeling.
Hey, I had people in North Carolina said, you guys have so much fun. And they said, we sit in the parking lot. We need to go somewhere, but we stay there because we want to hear you because you're such a hoot. You crack us up. And then I would tell everybody that said, well, it's a completely scripted program, you know, and they're like, right.
It doesn't sound, because sometimes what we say.
Great.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
No, hey.
Stay on the line.
Question. He's got a question for us.
Okay. I'm going to ask a question, and I know you guys don't know the answer to this because it was mentioned either last week or week before. Where did the term ham, H-A-M, come from for ham radio?
They initially took their fist and banged on the table and banged out Morse code. And they had the ham radio, the radio, and they did it. And people would go, boy, those ham-fisted operators, you know, communicating with each other. And then it just morphed into ham radio.
Really?
Well, you're wrong about that, Professor.
Okay.
Actually, H-A and M are the first letters of the first names of the guys who started it.
Okay. Well, I read that other part. I read that somewhere, so that must have been a fact-checked by Facebook, the old Twitter, or Snopes must have knocked me out of that one.
Hey, Jeff,
I think dystopia just kind of got in the way.
Yes. Hey, we're up against the break here. I'm going to put you on hold.
Yeah, I'll hold.
Cindy Roberts is going to get your information, and we will send you a travel mug. Congratulations to Jeff for answering the mystery question.
Boy, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to take a short time out. We'll be back momentarily. We'll reset our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Weilman.
A little girl listened intently as a missionary from Rhodesia was speaking to her church Sunday school class in Decatur, Alabama. The missionary was telling the class of the various needs which black Rhodesians have. Approximately $125 will send a black Rhodesian student to college for 1 year, the missionary said. And unless the black Rhodesian has a college education, they cannot vote. What the missionary said was of great interest to Ladell McWhorter. After the class was over, Ladell talked to her younger sister about the missionary's remarks. Ladell was in the sixth grade, and her sister Lou Ann was in the fourth grade. The girls discussed the situation and planned their course of action. For the next few months, they saved their allowance. They saved some of their lunch money. They cut grass. They collected soft drink bottles and did other odd jobs to earn money. The parents of the young girls soon became concerned about their actions. They knew that the girls were saving their money, but they had no idea why. Ladell and Lou Ann told no one, not even their parents, what they had planned. It was their personal secret. They had a goal toward which they were working. Nearly 7 months after the missionary had spoken to the church school class, the two girls counted their money. They had a total of $125.57 saved. It had taken a lot of effort, a lot of work, a lot of sacrifice, and a lot of love, but they had reached their goal. Ladell and Lou Ann put their money in an envelope and headed off toward their church building. They wanted to see their minister. They had a secret they wished to share. The girls told their minister that they had been saving their money to send a black Rhodesian to college for a year. The girls asked their minister, Reverend Herb Williamson, if he would explain the situation to their parents. The following Sunday morning at the close of the service, the minister called Ladell and Lou Ann to the front along with their parents. The girls and their parents came forward. The parents were not sure why the minister had made such a request. But as they stood before the congregation of Wesley United Methodist Church, they listened as the minister dedicated the money to the education of a black Rhodesian college student. This was the first knowledge that Mr. and Ms. McWhorter had of their daughter's project. The minister later wrote that this was the greatest sermon this church has ever seen. Somewhere in the good book it says, and I quote, "And a little child shall lead them." Ladell and Lou Ann McWhorter are living examples of the validity of that statement.
This has been My Turn with Don Weilman, a production of the American Family Association.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
This is a best-of edition of Trivia Friday, which means you'll love the show. But no phone calls today.
Hello?
You know what show that theme song's from? That's a trivia question that maybe we should just leave that out there as a bonus, JJ. What do you think?
I think so. Think about this little tune you just heard.
That music right there.
That is, why don't you take that as your next one after you get somebody that answers yours. What was the name
of the show that this song's from?
The theme song from that.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I'm just going to continue to hum and sing. I've lost that dystopian feeling. I've lost that dystopian feeling.
I've lost that dystopian feeling. We're about to lose people.
We're going to lose more than
not available in stores anywhere.
Feeling.
All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio, also known as Learning University. So I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. You can listen to us, on the radio, as most of you are, or on the app, the AFR app, which you can download easily in a minute or two, and then you listen to AFR anywhere in the world, quite frankly, if you have, high-speed internet. We're also live video streaming on Facebook. Just type in Today's Issues. And on our own streaming service, we're live video streaming, streaming.afa.net, streaming.afa.net. It's Trivia Friday. I'm Tim, Ed with JJ. Let's go ahead, before we go back to the phones, Ed, and repeat our questions.
All right. I only have one remaining from my original three. Here it is. The Sahara Desert in northern Africa is roughly the same size as the U.S., but is that true or false? I'll add a couple questions. What candy uses the slogan, get the sensation? What candy uses the slogan, get the sensation? Third question, I had a Oakland Raiders question last week, so I'm going to toss another one in. What NFL quarterback for the Oakland Raiders was nicknamed the Snake? What NFL quarterback for the Oakland Raiders was nicknamed the Snake?
Here's what I've got. First question from the New Testament. The Bible mentions Timothy's mother and grandmother. You know, Paul's protege. You got 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, the Bible. That Timothy. The Bible mentions Timothy's mother and grandmother. Name them. Second question, true or false, fish can't blink. Is that true or false?
Fish. And you're talking about all fish.
All fish. Not one single species, not one single kind of fish can blink. Is that true or false? Third question, I'll add one. Who was nicknamed Mr. November after hitting Major League Baseball's first ever November home run? Who was nicknamed Mr. November? A little MLB question.
Okay, so my questions are, by the way, if you answer that theme song show from the past that we played a few minutes ago, we'll send you a tumbler.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah, we're being generous
two
today.
Two tumblers in one day.
Now, the problem is we can't play that seven times, after we repeat our questions. We might play it one more time if nobody gets it this half hour. But that was a theme song we played from a show from yesteryear. I want to know what the name of that show was. All right, here's my question, my first question. What retailer has the most stores in the U.S.? All right.
So it was Christmas time, two older guys sitting on the bench in the mall and Christmas shopping, yeah. And it was during a terrible thunderstorm, and the lights flickered there in the mall, and the one fell aside and said to his friend, "Well, that's my wife checking out."
All right, here's my second question. Mozzarella cheese, which most all of us love, is traditionally made from the milk of what animal? Mozzarella cheese is traditionally made from the milk of what animal? And finally, my third question, what are humans' five senses? What are the five senses that we humans have? Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to Texas, and Stephen is on the line. Stephen, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, by golly, it's about time I got to get on. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, buddy, welcome.
Yeah, first time caller. I've tried now, I don't know, since I started listening to Learning University, and I'm really excited.
Where are you, Stephen? Where you live?
A place called Gaws, Texas.
Okay. If I'm looking at a map, where's that?
Well, it's about 11 miles west of the crossroads of Texas, Hearn.
Uh-huh.
11 miles
near
west
College
of
Station,
Hearn.
Texas.
Oh, near College right. Station. Now I know where you're talking about.
Now, I'm always curious and fascinated by where people get these town names. A whole lot of accidents have happened on the ranch, and you think about that area, how they just all piled up. We need more galls. Hey, bring me some more galls. Yeah. If you got a wagon coming this way,
where are you headed? I'm headed to Gaws.
Galls, Texas.
Yeah, that used to be. It used to be a main trade area because of the Brazos River that runs right next to Galls, and every train that comes through Texas has got to come through Hearn, Texas.
Really?
So it was a big trade. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you know where a little town named Page is? You ever heard of that?
I do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I drive a delivery truck. I deliver bulk oil. So, I go through a lot of these small towns.
Anyway, some friends. Allison and I drove out to see them in Page, Texas, about 11 hours for us. But anyway, it's right near the Bezos.
Brazos.
Brazos. I think Jeff Bezos bought it.
And renamed it.
He actually bought that river.
He sure could have.
You know, he could have bought the Amazon, but you know, it was already taken.
Stephen, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right. Which question would you like to try to answer?
Well, it was a toss-up for me between the mozzarella cheese and the five senses, so I'm going to go with the mozzarella cheese.
Okay, Stephen, the question unto thee is mozzarella cheese is traditionally made from the milk of what animal?
A goat.
No, sir. That is a good guess.
Oh, heck.
I think that's borderline right there, Stephen. I will say this. A goat's cheese. There is such thing as
feta cheese.
Feta. Yeah. That's what you're thinking of, Stephen, is feta.
Ah.
Okay, but yeah. Mozzarella.
The buffalo. I believe the buffalo is made from goat milk, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we don't get to keep guessing in life, Stephen.
Shucks.
Hey, listen, what's your question for us?
First-time caller, you're getting close to being banned.
Just don't say Ivor. Don't say Ivor or on here. No, go ahead, Steve.
I won't say ivermectin. Thank you.
Don't,
thank
please
you,
don't.
We wouldn't want to be banned.
I tried to wish my daughter. I posted a couple pictures and wished my daughter happy birthday yesterday on Facebook, and they blocked it.
I saw that.
They blocked it and said
why.
They didn't say why, and it said click here for more information. I clicked there, nothing. It's like if you win something and you go to try to call, they'll never answer the phone. You have to go online, and the music will be 45 minutes. No explanation. Nah. I put some pictures, wished her happy birthday. My wife and my daughter said it's because I put she's extremely talented, and when I use the word extreme, they think the computer picked up on, this
grief.
Is an extremist. Mentioning something right after
the
election.
Here's the deal. They probably thought you went too far to the right with that extreme comment.
Well, some of our listeners said, and Facebook friends said, well, you called her daughter. You might not have went with what her chosen pronoun was and, to say I had a daughter,
Yeah.
Hey, listen, what's your question for us?
You might have offended everybody. Okay. Who was the shortest man in the Bible?
All right, hang on. Don't say anything, Stephen. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
That was at shoe height. It was something the shoe height.
Bildad the shoe height.
One of Job's quote-unquote friends.
That's it.
All right, buddy.
I thought I had you stumped.
Bildad the shoe height. Hey, Stephen.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
Congratulations for getting on, and have a great weekend.
What? Why now? Tell me that story there. I remember
Bildad
that.
Bildad the shoe height?
The shoe height, the size of a shoe. That was his last name.
Yeah, I know. It's just a bit. What, Bill?
Bildad.
Bill was his first name.
Bildad.
Am I right?
Bill. And he was a dad.
He was like a lot of Southerners. He had two names.
Yeah.
Bill and Dad.
Billy Dad. The shoe height.
Billy Joe
the
Dad. Yes. Well, he's also, that's the name of the main character in the book, The Hobbit.
Right.
Bildad. Oh, Bilbo. I'm sorry. I had kind of had that.
It just gets
getting better.
Oh, yeah.
Better
and awesomer.
Yep. All right. We go to Ohio, and John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, esteemed professors.
John, did you used to live in West Virginia before you moved to Ohio?
No, I lived in Michigan.
All right.
Michigan. Who's going to win the Michigan-Ohio State game this year, John, since you're impartial?
Michigan.
Oh, Michigan.
Better.
Oh, a big blue fan right there.
There you go.
Living in hostile territory. That's why he doesn't give his last name. Don't want to lose his job.
Get ghosted by his friends.
Have his key card.
or his car keyed.
Either one hurts.
That's right.
Hey, John, ask, answer, or do both, sir.
I'll do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's about three of them, but my wife can tell me one. I don't know if I'm going to go with that, though.
You better listen to your wife. It's taken me 25 years okay. of marriage to just wrap my brain around that.
The largest retailer.
Okay, Walmart. Here's the question, John, and you will answer it correctly. I'm confident. What retail chain has the most physical store presence in the U.S.?
Walmart.
That is incorrect.
Oh no!
Wow, I was with John.
I think my answer was right, but oh well.
John, you arguing with me? I don't want to get in an argument.
Me and my wife, I had a different
one. I see. Okay, because you know I love you, brother. I don't want to argue about this thing, but
Let me see. Isn't there a Bible story about the woman leading the man astray?
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, John, what's your question
I'm
for us?
You take those emails,
Ed. That's a joke. Let's see if you know who said it. These two men were from Maine. They went to eastern Kentucky, since we're talking about Kentucky, and they stole a pig, and they had a pickup, and they had one seat in the pickup, and they put the pig between them and dressed him up, put a hat on him and a coat. Got pulled over, and who is their buddy in the middle, and he says, their last name was Johnson, and he elbowed him, and he said, oink. He said, oink Johnson. And then I'm trying to think of the rest of it. hey, ask him what city this is from. They couldn't think of it. He said, we're from the main part of Kentucky. So who said that joke?
I don't know.
First of all, we're waiting for the joke.
Yeah, you got some pieces left out, but that's okay. Hey, what? No, you better give us the answer, huh?
My dad did.
Oh yeah, we would have. We should have known that.
You should have.
Hey, John, have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
All right. Let me just tell you, that was the beginning of a really funny joke.
I've done that before myself.
I was thinking this is going to be funny. Oink Johnson, I thought that was clever. And then it just ended. I'm not sure.
And not only that, he expected us to know that his dad made that up. You talk about where that is on the degree of difficulty.
Yes. That's all right, John. That's all right. He had the beginning of a good joke, if you can finish that off with a good punchline.
I know the joke. Because me and his dad think alike. But it's like when then they got caught the next day, and he said, what are you doing? We're taking him to the fair. And so, okay, because you're not supposed to have a hog riding up front or whatever. Yeah. So they went again and saw him. Hey, I thought you said you were taking him to the fair. Yeah, he had so much fun. Now we're taking him bowling. Or, you know, we're taking him to the skating rink or something. Mm-hmm.
That's still not funny.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to have to get back with John's dad and see how to finish it.
Depends on where we'll just move. Anyway, yes. I've done like our brother did right there. You know, somebody try to remember a joke somebody told you, and then you get halfway through it and something distracts you.
Or you forget the punchline.
But now JJ, some people are born to tell jokes.
JJ is a Rolodex.
Yes, he's got a Rolodex of jokes. I'm like you. I'll sit there and go, oh, wait a second, what was that? Let me back up.
Right.
It was the guy on the right. You know, at that time, you've lost
all right.
You've lost your loving feeling.
And sometimes, you know, you're not meant to get a joke till maybe an hour later. You know what I'm saying? We're different. All people are different.
Right.
You know, so you may not get a joke for another hour or so. At lunch, it'll hit you.
There you go.
Hey, that's what was being communicated.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, Trivia Friday it is. Let's repeat our questions. Go in.
All right. The Sahara Desert in northern Africa is... Oh, you just now got John's joke. You know what? I'm lost.
Sorry.
I got.
I'm sorry. I got that joke, and then there was one last week. I just now got. So
you really want me to read
my
questions?
Go, okay. Go.
The Sahara Desert in Northern Africa is roughly the same size as the U.S. Is that true or false?
Like U.S. like from Maine to California? U.S.
Yeah,
or like
it's really
Hawaii?
By area, by you know,
the mainland of the U.S.
Yes. Well, no, the whole country.
Alaska,
including Alaska,
Hawaii, and everything?
Yep. That's why it's a true-false question. What candy uses the slogan, get the sensation? And then third question, what NFL quarterback for the Oakland Raiders was nicknamed the Snake?
Mm-hmm. Here's the three questions I've got. And, Adam, can you get that little music ready that we came back from the little thing there to add to
Bottom
Tim's?
Of the hour?
Yes. Here's my three questions. New Testament question. The Bible mentions Timothy's mother and grandmother. Name them. Second question, true or false, no fish can blink. Fish cannot blink. Is that true or false?
Like white men can't jump?
And fish can't blink.
Is that true or not?
That white men can't jump?
Either one.
Well, yeah, the fish one is the one I have. Third question, who was nicknamed Mr. November after hitting Major League Baseball's first ever November home run? Hmm. He was nicknamed Mr. November after hitting MLB's first November home run.
By the way, white man can't jump
right.
is a very hurtful stereotype.
I can see it's causing pain.
It's bothered me.
Can Adam run this little thing?
What we're about to do is, at the bottom of the hour, we played what you're about to hear, so we'll play it again. And we don't do this every week, but this theme song from a popular show in the past does not have any words to it. So if you recognize this theme song, you call in, you answer correctly, you will win a AFR travel mug, okay?
So if they know what show this was the theme
comes
song
from,
for.
That's right. Go play it.
Hello?
All right, there you go. If you don't know it by now, you're not going to know it.
Come on down. You may be the next contestant for the Price is Right.
Hey, oh, you know what? Go ahead.
I was going to say, you asked a good question. It's Sahara Desert. Is it roughly the same size as the contiguous U.S., not including Alaska and Hawaii?
Contiguous meaning not including
48.
Hawaii.
Look,
we were going to name one of our children contiguous.
Contiguous.
But there's too many things the little kids on the playground would say, and it rhymes with all kind of crazy stuff. Right. So we said no.
Somebody look over and say, contiguous can't jump.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? That again, right there, is a very
hurtful. And they charge you by the letter in terms of embroidery and stuff. You get their name put on a backpack. You don't want to spend all that money.
Don't Vitagliano's know that's true.
It'd be hard to get a prom date, too, with that name. You know what I'm saying?
Contiguous?
You're going to the prom with contiguous?
Contiguous. All right, here we go. This is my, by the way, that sound that we heard.
Yes.
That we heard during that theme song?
Right.
Or that...
the ringing telephone.
That's right. I was going to ask that.
Oh, what?
To millennials. What is that sound? But you gave the answer away.
Oh, Ed. I am so sorry.
Yeah, that's right. What's that sound?
Huh? No, I'm telling you, half our listeners wouldn't even know what that sound was.
Well, I'll say this. I think they would know because you can get that on your ringtone.
That's true.
They wouldn't know that originally that's the only sound that phones made.
That's right.
So I got to throw this in quickly. We're on the farm. We got in the farm truck. My daughter, Maddie.
With a pig in the middle?
No, but we got in the farm truck, which I don't guess she'd ever been in it. And so I said something about, you know, it's hot. We'll roll your window down. She looked over and looked and looked. I can't see where the thing is. And I said, well, right there. Just roll your window down. She got a hold of that and started turning the handle and went, oh, my word, this is cool. This is awesome. When they start doing this? And I couldn't believe my 10-year-old daughter had never
rolled down a window. Physically rolled down
a window like we always know. and had the same thing when they saw the clock in the dash, and it had a big hand, a little hand. And I said, what's that? What's that?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What planet are you from?
Did I? Anyway, that's that song. Am I supposed to repeat my question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So anyway, I want to know what the retailer with the most stores in the U.S.
And it's not Walmart.
It's not Walmart.
Which I'm shocked.
Yeah. All right, number two, mozzarella cheese is traditionally made from what milk? From the milk of what animal, I should say. And it's not a cow.
And it's not a goat.
A
hummingbird. I was just kidding about that.
Right, it's not a hummingbird.
Although I will say that turtle wax, everybody likes to have their car shiny.
Yeah.
It takes a whole lot of little turtles, and it puts a real strain on them to have to be patient while they get that out of their ear.
Their stock's going up, though, by the way. I picked that yesterday.
Well, sure.
Turtle wax.
About how rare that is. You have to find the turtles.
Yes.
Then you got to get the tiniest little Q-tip. It's labor intensive.
It's inflation-proof.
That's just disgusting.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't. Inflation doesn't affect that stock. I'm not telling you what stock to buy.
Right.
I'm just telling you. So don't call me if it goes down. I'm just telling you. I study these things at night.
Right.
And your turtle wax. I'm just saying. If it were me, I would go with it. Okay.
Under normal circumstances.
A strong buy.
Okay, y'all keep laughing. You watch it.
You wait till he builds that turtle wax fortune.
Okay. People are switching over.
We are a long way from mozzarella cheese.
So invest in teeny tiny Q-tips and invest in turtle wax.
All right,
you give me something to think about. That's
provocative. And let me just say this. If you're listening and you have taken that as serious advice, you deserve whatever's coming to you.
Hey, that's what I told Pennsylvania voters. I said that same thing.
That's right.
By the way, Pennsylvania, it's time to send those mail-in ballots. You know, we need to get those things in by the end of the year,
okay? We've got to get them counted.
Yeah, we need to round those things up, all right? And you people in Nevada and Arizona and so forth, unbelievable. All right, so I'm not blaming the people who voted. I'm blaming the system. That's just ridiculous. If they can count 21 million people in Florida,
yes,
I'm not saying all 21 million voted. They got 21 million people that live in Florida, and they get theirs done by 10.
Yeah,
at night.
That's right. Like you're supposed to.
Yeah,
before the news comes on.
Election day results. We know what's going on. This is absolutely ridiculous.
That's begging for fraud.
I know.
And that may be why only one side wants to get all the dead people off the voter rolls, and the other side, no, let's keep this. We don't want any voter ID or any of this.
But you guys, go ahead and serious this thing up a little bit more.
So I got to give one more question, correct? One more question, and then we're gonna come to a break.
Yeah, and I want to hear where JJ's going next too. So he's traveling.
All right, my last question that has not been answered this hour: what are the five senses of humans? What are the five senses of humans? And as JJ said, we've ruled out common.
Common sense.
We had a funeral for common sense. Years ago.
Yeah. All right, JJ, where are you going?
Thank you for asking. Tomorrow night, Calvary Baptist Church in Batesville, Mississippi, wild game dinner, men and women, and it's free. And people that don't like wild game, there's going to be more than just deer and squirrel and rabbit. They got regular food. Door prizes, including they're going to give away a rifle before the program's over.
So you can go shoot your own wild game.
There you go. Starts at 5 o'clock, Calvary Baptist Church, Batesville, Mississippi. A night of comedy and inspiration with yours truly.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow night. Yeah, and some great music, too.
Oh, good.
Sounds great. Wonderful. All right, we'll be back in 5 minutes with more. We got another half hour of Learning University. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.